Ian McCormack is on the road for us this week, getting the opinions of voters before the local and European elections. This morning, he's in Sligo. Good morning again, Ian.
Good morning, Rachel. Well, welcome back to Sligo. Earlier in the programme, we heard how housing, immigration and health are key issues on the ground here. We'll be discussing those with a panel of guests in a few moments. But first, here's a selection of some of the conversations I've had with people here in Yates County.
My name is Mohammed Ghaznan. I'm a doctor, a GP trainee. I'm here in Ireland for like 11 years. Since I arrived, I'm listening to this housing crisis. And I don't see it, any solution for that in next 10 years. Being a person who is a healthcare provider, I can see that like our resources were not for that huge influx of immigrants. So we are short of resources in terms of healthcare provision.
So you're saying immigration, the numbers that are coming in more recently are putting pressure on services?
Yes, yeah, resources. It's a huge issue, and I don't see somebody giving us a plan.
My name is Barry Cosgrove. I work as GP here in Sligo myself. I see the similar issue with immigration, the immigrants' population looking for healthcare provision.
Are you surprised it's an issue in this election?
No, I suppose I'm not surprised given what's happening in Dublin with the way people are presented for asylum or being treated. It's become a huge issue in the media.
Here locally, what are the big issues?
Housing. Cost of living.
Well, let's unpick two of those things. Housing. Mm-hmm. Does it impact you?
Absolutely.
Tell me how.
Because I'm paying someone else's mortgage and I can't have my own home.
On top of that, you mentioned cost of living.
Food, childcare, medication, car, electricity.
In Sligo here, what's the mood amongst voters then?
Everyone's pissed off. It's the same. You just literally have to work all the time just to literally get by.
There's an ongoing battle for years on the quality of services at Sligo General Hospital. The emergency services there particularly, they're under pressure continuously. It doesn't seem they maybe have got to grips with it maybe as well as they should have. That's an issue.
Have you ever experienced the hospital?
Yeah, the emergency service. Yeah, the emergency department.
Tell me about that.
Look, you could be waiting there from 6-7 hours.
Did you end up waiting yourself?
Yeah. In at, say, 9 o'clock, you could be looked after maybe at 3 in the morning, you know.
Sheila Scanlon, founding member of Sligo Food and Furniture Bank, joins us now. Good morning, Sheila.
Hello, Cian. How are you?
We heard from a woman in that Vox Pop there saying she's working all the time just to get by. Is that what people are telling you?
Absolutely. I can but only feel for her. I mean, she certainly is not the only one that's like this. Roughly, it's €500 for a room in Sligo. So if you're renting a 3-bedroom house, it's at least 1,500, which would definitely sustain a mortgage. So a lot of the people that are coming to us are finding it hard to have enough of money to meet all their needs.
And what kind of personal stories are they sharing with you?
Well, they're everything. Just like that lady, we have one gentleman, for example, his weekly shop used to cost him €65. He shops from a set list. It now costs him €100, but his costs have gone up of living, of heat, electricity, etc.
How many food parcels do you hand out every week?
At our peak, we were handing out 180 one day. Most weeks, we hand out about 150 parcels over 2 days.
Now, the council says it's experiencing a huge surge in the number of homeless households in Sligo, and figures show numbers in emergency accommodation have gone from 58 last September to 88 at the end of March. Does that tally with what you're seeing?
It does, but for people to access a food bank, it's very difficult. You know, it requires a lot of courage to call there, to present yourself. There's often a queue as well. So we get some of those people, but unfortunately, some of those people suffer in silence and don't reach out.
The cost of living is certainly an issue with people I've been talking to, but what's the impact of that?
Well, basically, they have to cut things like the basics, food. Instead of food coming first on their list, they have to pay their rent, they have to pay their electricity, they have to look after their children. They have to, nobody wants to deprive their children. So they want to, you know, have them go to different summer camps or different things that are happening in the school. So it's a challenge for everybody, no matter whether they're young or old.
Finally, and briefly, what's your message to local politicians or local councils? Candidates that are going around looking for a vote to get onto Sligo County Council?
We need more resources to make it work, and we need a joined up way of thinking. I mean, we've heard all the news from Gaza this morning. It's not insurmountable if we put all our heads together to be able to solve this. Ireland is still a wealthy country.
Paul Deering, the editor of the Sligo Champion, is also here with us in our Sligo studio now. Good morning, Paul. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Declan.
What are the main issues that you're picking up on the doorstep?
Yeah, immigration was mentioned there in your vox pop. Of speaking to some of the local candidates that's been out and about, said it's not as big an issue so far, or perhaps people are probably reluctant, as one of your vox pop people had said earlier, to bring the issue up.
Well, I must say it was certainly an issue that people were talking about as I was going along through the various towns in County Sligo. I encountered it as an issue. You're saying the candidates aren't, but why do you think it is an issue then?
You know, Sligo's a very welcoming county, and we didn't have the protests here that was visible in other counties. Perhaps supports is the biggest issue in bringing these people into communities, and I suppose the government still have to get that right in a lot of places, and Sligo wouldn't be any different. But what people, local committees have done their best in a lot of places like Ballysadare to integrate these people. And the international protection people have integrated as best they can in communities, and it's apparently a shot in the arm for a lot of local schools, some of which were threatened with closure, and football teams as well have all benefited.
We also heard about pressures on services on the Vox Pops throughout the programme. We heard from two GPs talking about it as well just there. Is it an issue?
Yeah, well, certainly the Sligo University Hospital, well, not as probably poorly rated in terms of overcrowding, say Limerick, and that it does have its issues. Now, it does have a massive building programme underway and has been in the last year or so, and there's been extra consultants appointed, so okay. That should feed into this year's figures, certainly.
David Kiley, Chairman of the Industrial Committee at Sligo Chamber and the Managing Director of Jennings O'Donovan Consulting Engineering, is also with us here. David Kiley, what's the most important issue for the Chamber?
Housing. Basically, industries are all the time trying to attract new talent, and they're in a state of growth at the moment. And when people move to the area, they find it difficult to get accommodation. So housing is the biggest.
So if you have housing, you have people with skills.
Yeah.
Other issues?
Other issues are infrastructure. We live in the Northern and Western Regional Assembly area. Only 16 regions are worse than us in Europe in terms of infrastructure provision. So for years, we've suffered a regional imbalance. So we're advocating for the N17 to develop that road, to the N15, get that on a programme, the Eastern Garvaug Bridge. Now, we've made progress in recent years.
Well, there has been investment in Sligo, certainly, in terms of pharma and other industry.
Absolutely, and that's come on the back of a lot of work by IDA, so the regional the Western Distributor Road, N4, all of that.
You're talking about infrastructure. It did come up. The N17 is a crucial part of that. So, too, there was a conference on last Friday here in Sligo, which mentioned the Western Rail Corridor. Infrastructure is a key to the development in this area, and can councillors do anything about it?
They can support infrastructure demands, put pressure on TDs, get the National Development Plan is due for renewal later this year, come out for consultation. So we all need to make submissions for that and make sure we get the infrastructure projects on it that we want.
Paul Deering, briefly, because we've maybe about a minute left, there are 39 local election candidates running for 18 seats on Sligo County Council. Will the issues that we've talked about here, the issues that we've heard about on the programme, impact any of their chances?
Well, they should, but all politics is local, as often been said before, so people are probably more worried about their pothole down the road or their state of the road generally. So these are issues, but unfortunately we haven't a very devolved local government system, so it falls back on national government and our national TDs to bring about change.
Paul Deering, editor of the Sligo Champion, Sheila Scanlon from Sligo Food and Furniture Bank, and David Kiley from Sligo Chamber. Thanks for joining us this morning at the Sligo studio. It's back to you now in Dublin.
Cian, thank you very much indeed.